Hi guys, it's your host Matilda.
And your host Hadiza.
And your other host Imamam.
And you're listening to the Lagos edition of the Africa Lipsa podcast.
Hey! So I don't get me now that I'm here.
Sorry.
That's what we're cutting to you, dear. Sorry.
Hi everyone, welcome back to a new episode of the Africa Lipsa podcast.
Welcome.
And this is our last episode of the year, and this
yes on me Iris.
Is it really tears?
No, not really, actually.
Yeah, I thought
a little
so
bit joyous
too.
To be honest.
Yeah. And it's our Christmas episode because Christmas is this week. How are you guys doing, Imama and Hadiza?
I'm okay. Oh, I'm just chilling.
This is the most relaxed episode I've ever recorded.
Yeah, actually, we do seem pretty chill.
Like chill and lax and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're on vacation.
Hey, love to see.
Wait, Hadiza is not.
I'm actually screaming. Sorry about that.
I actually dropped. Like, you guys are actually rude.
Sorry about that, love.
Sorry.
But yeah, I'm actually just like chilling.
If you haven't realized, myself and your mama are in Lagos. Hadiza is still in the snow.
Still in the snow. You know, this is how you know I'm in Lagos. I haven't checked my weather app once.
Same.
Like, that is, I said once. Wow. Once.
Yeah, you haven't checked it once.
Yeah, I haven't. No, I said once.
Oh, once.
Yeah, I don't know where the tea came from.
That's not we do in this Lagos.
I just checked. It's 31 degrees. That is mad.
It's true. In Canada, you actually check it before you go out.
Literally, every single morning. Hey, Siri, what's the weather like? Hey, Google, what's the weather like?
No, we're actually suffering in that country.
Bruh.
People go wear from singlet to winter jackets.
Yeah, like I've seen a lot of like on IG live and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they're on stage and they're wearing like thigh high boots, like at events.
What I mean, it's because like there's air conditioner everywhere. Like I feel like that's kind of how I see it.
I still find it a little bit ridiculous.
No, some things are a bit odd.
I mean, okay, I mean like some things are definitely odd. Like for instance, like wearing like a winter hat.
Mm-hmm.
Like those like beanies, those like thick beanies. I think that's ridiculous. But I think like for instance, like thigh high boots, I don't think that's ridiculous.
Really?
No, because even in the summer in like freaking Canada, people wear thigh high boots with like short skirts.
Why?
Because it's cute. It's fashion. And also it's like if you're literally going from your house AC to your car AC to venue AC, you'll be all right.
But we've also seen people wearing winter jackets though.
Okay, that one's ridiculous.
Yeah, no, winter jackets.
Like that one is definitely very ridiculous.
No, winter jackets is, oh my god, even them Remas, what's the name of that, that song that he did with that song he did with a bunch of girls in Eva, do maybe.
The one that they said it looks like secondary school video.
Oh my gosh.
The Rema now vexed.
He now went to the other side. They said, me, a child, you will hear.
No, but he does
Rema is not young
like kids though.
I know, like
what do you mean he's not young?
He's like 21 or something.
Yeah, I think
or maybe even older.
The one that told me how old he was.
But then that isn't that young. Like did you actually click that video again? That video was 3 years ago. He would probably have been 18. You guys should click that video. They look like kids.
He's 20.
21.
Okay. I mean that's young but not that young. Like I literally thought he was like secondary school.
3 years ago, they probably were in secondary school.
18 is not secondary school in Nigeria.
No, 18 is not secondary school in Nigeria. 18 is like second year of uni. Like, yeah.
Third? People
second year.
Yeah, but you being in uni doesn't necessarily mean they look like secondary school. Like, they looked really young because they were young.
It's funny because I was literally talking to my brother and my dad, like, well, my family about this, like, yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And we're seeing how, like, when I was in year 7, people that were in year 12 were big. Like, it's like, and I went for this podcast show the other day and I saw a couple people like
Submarine and Roach.
Yeah,
shout out to them. Oh, you didn't want to name them.
I mean, I guess
give what belongs to Caesar
Submarine and Roach. It was actually pretty good, by the way. It was like a lot better than I thought it was going to be. I proper enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
But and then I saw some people that went to secondary school with, like, that I went to secondary school with,
they were seniors
when I was in year 7.
Wait,
so like I went there and I still saw them again. And they still look relatively big, like compared to like
maybe they used to feed them better.
I think so because like, honestly, when I was in year 7, like first of all, the Dimeji sets, they were all huge. Yeah. And then the set after, they were also all huge. Yeah. And then they started shrinking in size. They're shrinking. I'm serious. They literally started shrinking.
Self started cutting the corners.
They started shrinking. So that's why I'm like, you know what? Maybe Rema's people look young because like you just kept like shrinking.
Actually,
so
yeah. Now, everyone in our set was kind of smaller.
Exactly.
Like,
it was a lot smaller. I don't recall.
There were and some bigger
the sets
people.
Below us, they were smaller. Yeah. And they literally kept getting smaller. Like, oh my gosh, do you remember? What's that girl's name? Is it Timmy? I don't know. That small girl, Sha.
Why describe someone this way?
I'm so sorry. She's probably big. I'm probably a babe right now. Probably even more of a babe than I am. But anyways, there was this girl that I used to bully a lot. She was like a few sets below us. I said they were all tiny. Like they were literally all tiny.
But they were like younger.
No, but that's what I'm saying though. It's like I felt like we just kept shrinking and shrinking.
I get you.
So like long story short, all this is literally say that Rema's sets was probably
it's true. Where were we going with this? Oh yeah, they were smaller.
Yeah, I think I'm just trying to say that Rema says probably small. That's what they're trying to say.
Where did you even get Rema from? That is a backtrack. Why did you say pom pom pom?
I was talking about in the video, he was wearing winter jacket, a windbreaker, and it just looked because like next to him was somebody wearing like short skirts and like it just looked odd. Yeah. Watching it because I watched it recently again. I'm like, I don't understand what's like,
going on
actually happening fashion wise in this video. Aren't you hot? Like, you know,
I low-key feel like your body acclimatizes because I remember wearing sweaters in Nigeria as well. In Harmattan.
Okay, but Harmattan is different. Harmattan is actually kind of cool here.
Is it?
So yeah, Harmattan is actually... No, but oh no. But really? Like, no matter back in the day, though, I don't know about now, giving global warming.
The Harmattan is different.
You know, maybe global warming now.
No, I think it's all relative because that was still...
It was cool. I literally remember
it would go as low
cool.
as like 20. 21 is good weather for us in Canada.
No, but I do remember it being cool in Harmattan. Like, actual proper, like, I need a hoodie cool.
I feel like now you probably wouldn't need a hoodie. I honestly feel like your body just acclimatizes because the way that we came back, so I and Imama have been talking about like how we don't understand how people wear makeup because everything literally melts in the heat. But you see people that like are constantly here just existing. And I feel like it's just because our bodies are generally used to like a lower temperature. So it's kind of a shock for us.
Sorry, but,
like,
science teacher.
Do you want to, I hate you.
Oh my gosh, I was supposed to say, oh, I didn't even get to finish my story about how to say I hate you, like an insult in Lagos.
Okay.
Wait, I hate you is an insult or not an insult? Sorry.
It's kind of like an insult. So, I mean.
Really?
Wait, 1 second. Let me explain. So, So, I was in a Bolt car the other day and we're driving and then like somebody had like this bike driver had hit the side of his mirror. So, obviously sounds he was right. very upset because I think like apparently they had previously broken his left mirror and now they hit the right. So he's like, I don't understand, you know, I'm very, very, he was very, very angry. Like, he was like, oh, you people previously broke my left mirror. I had to pay to fix that one. Now you want to break my rights. And he was like, oh, like, you know, are you mad? Are you normal? And he was essentially shouting at the guy. The Okada driver just kept saying, oh, I'm sorry. And like, he was just like, you know, are you mad? And then he was like, you know, people are just like, I hate you people. Like,
oh my gosh.
I was like, he said it with such passion. I hate you people.
What do you mean, you people?
I hate you so much. Like, I guess the Okada drivers. I was just saying how he hates them so much. And it's like, you could say, because, like, he was saying it with so much passion.
Yeah.
And I was just like, this is
frustration.
It was, no, honestly, they just people are frustrated. Like,
won't you be frustrated?
Honestly, I'll be frustrated.
Imagine we're here 365 days a year.
I've literally been driving here for how long? And it's looking.
Oh my
stressful.
Gosh, Imama has been driving. I don't know how she's doing it. I get anxiety when I'm in the car with anybody. There's no... I hate that I sound this way. I'm so screaming. Sorry.
It's just, GB.
I'm just acclimatizing again because like it takes your brain a while to settle in. There's no lines on the road. There's no lanes.
There's lines. People just don't follow them.
Imama, there's no lines. This Lekki Epe...
There's lines.
No, there's some places that there's literally no lines.
Yeah, I mean,
we're going out
places,
now.
There might be some places that there's no lines, but there are lines in a lot of places, though. People
okay, we're going out now.
We're going out now.
You point those lines out to me because I saw lines for like 50 meters, and then after that, there's no lines. There's no speed limit.
Oh, yeah, that one is true.
Traffic lights are sparse. Traffic signs are sparse, you know, and I just don't know how, like, I just get anxiety. In general, I get anxiety. People are straddling lanes.
Oh, yeah, that one actually stresses
even
me.
When there's lines, they just don't see them.
Well, that one actually stresses me. But anyways, we move.
We move. Sorry, it's just, it takes a lot of getting used to, but I'm so happy to be home.
Oh, same.
Honestly, it's funny because Trudeau was like, I guess I shouldn't be saying this before they listen and they say, oh yeah. She also said, we strongly advise everyone to postpone their... Thank you for the advice.
Yeah, that's literally what I said. I was like, thank you for the advice we've heard. Oh yeah, let's keep it moving.
Thank you.
Let's keep it moving.
Okay. Anyways, let's get to the episode. So today is kind of like a freestyle. I don't know if you've noticed, we don't really have any plan or topic, but we kind of wanted to take listener letters and just read them out. So that's what we're going to do. And then we're just going to reflect on what's happened this year and, you know, just being the Christmas spirit generally. So let's start with the letters. Who wants to go first?
I can go first.
Okay.
Okay. This one starts with, I don't know if I should say who it's from.
Should we keep everyone
anonymous? Yeah, let's keep everyone anonymous.
Yeah, let's keep everyone anon just in case they didn't want to.
Okay, wait, you know what? So for the... It has this dilemma. Dilemma. How do you say that word?
It's both.
Both?
Yeah. Really? It depends on how... Yeah, dilemma, okay,
so
dilemma.
For the for the dilemmas.
It's certainly not dilemmas.
It's not
the way you are saying
dilemmas.
It. Dilemmas.
Oh, dilemmas.
Yeah, I think
dilemmas?
So. Yeah, so it's dilemma or dilemma.
Dilemma. So it's not
dilemma. Sounds funny. I feel like it's dilemma. Oh wow.
For the issues. Let's just say that. So for the issues,
not issues. Issues sounds deep. Anyways, continue.
We'll keep them anon, and then for the ones that are non-issues, like just like comments and compliments or whatever, we would shout them out.
Okay, sounds good.
So I shall start with this one from Boyega Adeoya. Did I say that well?
I hope so. Okay. Is it me asking?
Well, I mean, I know you're back. From Boyega Adeoya. And person was like, you guys are amazing. And I think your perspective as diaspora Nigerians is needed and refreshing. Aw, thank you.
Thank you.
He said, I enjoy your podcast episodes and the chemistry amongst you three is cool. Just that I can only decipher one person's voice, Matilda's.
Come on!
Please, I think my voice is also, what do you call it? I remember Titi Lokpe distinctively.
She said your voice is sultry.
Uh-huh. So
what's it? So Imama is the sultry voice.
Distinguish my voice.
Hadiza, what do you want to describe yours as?
I don't know. I'm just
the voice of wisdom.
Actually, no, Hadiza does sound like she could actually give like proper wisdom, like advice.
Yeah, no. Yeah, I feel like you don't talk a lot, but when you say something,
it's powerful.
It's powerful.
It has impact. That's so yeah, Hadiza has a voice of wisdom.
He said that's Madu. I see now. I don't know what he wants to say, but I'm the one that you can decipher.
I'm screaming.
She'll get.
Matilda is decipherable. Whatever. That voice, the distinct voice, I guess.
The loud voice of wisdom. Hadiza is a quiet voice.
Yeah, the distinct voice. Hadiza's voice is the voice of wisdom. Okay, so the person was like, just that I can only decipher one person's voice, Matilda's. I have a silly question, huh?
Hey. Oh, she.
I think she's a superwoman.
I am.
Aww. You know what? She actually is. No, that's actually looking true. Like, Matilda does like 500 things at once. And I personally don't know how she does it.
To be honest, you know, my 2022 thing is just to not do bad things.
You know what? I love that for you.
Yeah, no, because I think this year taught me, I guess we'll get to that part. Mm-hmm. But this year taught me that when you do too many things, you're actually not good at any of them.
No,
or great.
That was kind of like the stuff we talked about in that jack of all trades.
We did. Yeah. And you end up burnt out. Mm-hmm. And this year, because of COVID and like people just passing away, it was just like, what's now the point? Mm-hmm. Anyways, sorry.
Yeah, no, sorry.
I am a superwoman in Jesus' name, amen.
But yeah, I know. I mean, I do think Matthias is a superwoman. And I mean, even if you do end up doing only one thing, you're still going to be a superwoman in that. So that's that.
Yeah.
And then he was like, oh, I hope she doesn't see this. Welp, sorry, sir. She has seen it. Said, and I also love how you guys connect with Nige and what's going on here. The patriotism is acknowledged and appreciated. Mm-hmm. I especially enjoyed the Segun Arinze episode, the nostalgia and the discovery of his old album. Lovely. All the best to you guys. Keep up the good work. Season's greetings. Thank you so much. This is really nice. Season's greetings to you and yours as well.
Yeah. I love how someone actually acknowledges our patriotism. Because I feel like this year we did. Personally, I didn't know we have. The fact that we go on about Nigeria in almost every episode, I think we are.
Okay.
You know what? Being in Nigeria now, I want to ask, do you think if you lived in Nigeria, you would be as patriotic as you are?
I don't even think I'm patriotic. That's why I don't understand this. I'm just like, I didn't even think I was patriotic, but I mean, I think the way I complain about Nigeria outside Nigeria, I probably would complain about it more if I was here.
No, so the question is patriotic, but not complain.
But the only thing I used to do it can equate to patriotism is complain. So
how about you, Hadiza?
I actually have no clue because I've actually kind of, I don't want to say I've checked out. I've not really checked out, but it feels like I've checked out.
Hadiza is not with us anymore. Hadiza has already moved to, what do you call it, Canada.
Canada.
So Hadiza's level is different.
Hadiza is from Ontario.
She's from Ontario.
If I was in Nigeria, I would really care about what was happening because it's directly affecting me.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it wasn't affecting me, it's just something I see around. So yeah, like I think if I was in Nigeria, I would care. But then I honestly don't even know. I honestly can't imagine what life would have been like if I was in Nigeria. Like, to be honest, I can't imagine it. Like, I have no clue.
I feel like for me, the answer is no. I would still be patriotic, but I feel like not as. Because I think people constantly would tell me that I'm being an idiot.
By being patriotic?
By being patriotic or by trying to make things work.
Mm.
Because even just from these two, okay, so I was at the airport when we landed and everything. The airport people are like, oh, there's lines on the floor showing you to keep distance, right? 6 feet apart. At first, like, everybody wasn't following it, but the fact that someone is announcing it means, okay, please adhere to it, right? So I tried to not, like, I tried to stay on the green line. The guy behind me stood in between me and the first person. I tapped him. I said, hello sir, I'm on the line. He said, oh really? He now went behind me. He now tapped me again. He was like, oh yeah, move forward. I said,
I don't understand. They literally told us
not, like, to stay six up.
He sounds like he was looking for a slap, honestly.
Then
sorry,
when I was explaining, oh, COVID protocols, blah blah, he said, move forward. This is Nigeria. This is Africa. Throughout the line, because immigration line was long. See, what Owen said was a lie. Like, Owen said, oh, the line is the same. No, the immigration for Nigeria is longer.
Yeah, it's a lot longer.
Advice, well, I mean, do have a second passport.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense because with the second passport, there are not as many people with a second passport.
Okay, but knowing this, doesn't that mean they should allocate more people to the Nigerian line?
They do allocate more people to the Nigerian line. It just
not enough.
I mean, yes, not enough, but they do allocate more people to the Nigerian
line. It's kind of insulting in a way. Because usually in advanced countries, from what I've seen, maybe it's not the same everywhere, but it's faster for their citizens.
Well, it's faster because there are less of their citizens coming into the country. Like, I don't know if you've noticed, but when you get off the plane and you see the amount of people going to the international line versus citizens, like, there's always more going towards the international line because more people are trying to come into advanced countries. So that's the thing. But with Nigeria, more people are coming home to
just
Nigeria.
Just advise, do have a second passport.
Yeah, I mean,
Nigeria.
If you have a second passport, I have visa, you'll be good.
Oh, let's interesting. Go to the... Yeah, so it was just that. And, like, throughout the line, the guy kept complaining about Nigeria, the AC, that our government. I'm like, just that small thing you've done, sir, is a contribution to the problems in this country. And yet we complain. And I'm just like, I feel like seeing that hypocrisy over and over again would have made me feel like,
bruh,
somehow.
That actually sounded, I don't know, maybe because I'm just waking up, but that actually sounded like such an irritating situation. Like, are you a child?
And I think it's also seeing people that cheat the system get ahead as well. Because so there were two people sitting beside me on the plane. And when the plane landed, they literally told us, line up, literally wait till the people in front of you get out, right? Get their luggage and stuff. So the people in front of us were taking longer because they were family. They had a lot of luggage and stuff. The people beside me started screaming, move forward. Do you want to stay on this plane longer?
My flight was so calm. Like, I didn't have any of those.
My flight was mad. Like,
I didn't have any of those.
Like, it's literally funny because when we even landed, I think there was even a girl that was sad. First of all, my flight was, it was not that full. There's a lot of space. So, like, we all had, like,
I think
extra
it's when
space,
you came. So, Imama came earlier.
It was probably when I came, because we had, like, extra space and stuff. So, when it was time to leave, like, we literally all sat down.
Wow.
And then, like, once, like, then people, like, would get up, get their stuff, go. People literally wait for them. Like, people would sit down until the decoration has passed. Like, even when I was about to go, like, they literally all waited for me. Like, they were like, maybe 10 more rows at the back. They all waited for me to grab my stuff. Like, it was so calm, like, so orderly.
Interesting. No, there were mad people on my plane. And then, mad is an endearing term here. Not like mad, but they were just, I don't know why they were acting the way they were. But, so, the guys, he literally yelled, people move faster. I can't imagine you want to stay longer on this flight. I'm like, okay. So he starts like nudging me like I should move or something so he could go to the second aisle. Mm-hmm. But like there was nowhere to move to. I didn't know what he wanted. Mm-hmm. So he and his wife eventually found a way. And then when I was on the immigration line, I saw them in front. I literally have no idea how they got to my front because they were behind me when we were leaving the plane. Mm-hmm. You see, we eventually still got out at the same time. But then seeing them at the front, it's just like you feel almost like rush? Stupid. Yeah. In a way, like you feel like
you or them.
No, you feel stupid because it's like you are trying to follow the rules, and the people that aren't following the rules seem to get ahead. So it kind of encourages you to be that way.
Mm, makes sense.
So I feel like it's a system that keeps enabling the I don't know, Sha, that patriotic is. I mean, but I think that's kind of where I guess. Diaspora voices are important to an extent too, because like being away from the wahala, at least you get to think, not that like people in Nigeria aren't, and I really know I guess I beat myself in like that, you know what I'm saying though, like they're obviously
is
thinking
it,
you're
that knows that? Is it even that I am that listening? That would know what you're saying.
No, but yeah, I just feel like the madness of the country gets to you. Mm-hmm. Generally, that's all I'm trying to say. But thank you, Boyega. Shout out to you. Thanks for listening to our podcast. I'll take the second one.
Okay.
This is coming from someone that wants to stay anonymous. They put their name and they said stay anonymous. Okay. So, hey guys, although I'm not an avid podcast listener, I've enjoyed listening to your podcast. Shout out to you.
Aw, thanks. Love to see it.
You know, I like the dynamic and bantering between the hosts and how well you touch on specific issues within the African/Nigerian community. My question to you guys would be, since we're entering a new year, do you have any specific resolutions, or is that something you feel isn't so relevant anymore in your lives? And what or who would be your dream collaboration or interviewee? Mm. So let's start with the first one. Like, since we're entering a new year, do you have any specific resolutions?
I think Hadiza should answer first.
Yes. Or is that even something you feel isn't so relevant anymore in your lives?
Resolution for
2022.
Personal or podcast?
No, personal, yes. I think
it could be either. Yeah, both, I guess.
Okay. Roche blowing, podcast will blow. Then my own. I mean, find a job. I'm actually looking to take a second job, actually. So,
like second full time or like a part time job?
Yeah, somewhere in between part time and full time.
Okay.
So I'm preparing my mind for next year to be very busy. So yeah. Yeah, that's it pretty much. That's
okay.
All.
Okay. Imama.
I think for me, I mean, yeah, for the podcast, I definitely would also kind of like for it to not just blow, but I think like for people to kind of be more engaged. So like, you know, I would like for, I mean, blow, yes, but like, I would like for like, you know, to get some brand deals, sponsorship stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like for people to like, for us to kind of like engage with like our audience a little bit more, our audience to engage with us more, just like, you know, kind of build more of like that community that Matilda is always talking about. And I think that's definitely one thing I would like for the podcast, or rather a couple things I like for the podcast. And I think for me, I like planning. I think like, I like planning. I do like New Year's resolutions, but I mean, I don't try to be too hard on myself in making them. So I think for like my New Year's resolution, I probably have like, a lot of it is centered around just like discipline. So just kind of like being more disciplined and spending less time on social media. God, that's always my New Year's
resolution.
Discipline never ends. It keeps on going. But yeah, so, and also just kind of stay off social media a lot more because, oh my gosh, I spend a lot of time on social media.
Do you see things get better for you when you stop social media?
I have more time.
To do what you want
I don't,
time
like,
to
it's
do.
Like, so for instance, like, I have a lot of things I need to do. Like, I literally have a lot of things I always have to do, but I'm always on social media. But every single time I spend like less time on social media, I literally look at my time and I'm like, I have a lot of time. I might not do the things I have to do, but I'm literally just like, oh my gosh, I have so much time.
Yeah.
So I think just like spend less time on social media and like just be more disciplined in like a lot of like more personal things, like, you know, in my life. And yeah, so I think those are like my two main New Year's resolutions. Yeah.
For me, I think I think with the podcast, I have similar, like exactly what both of you said. Like, I would definitely love the listener engagement part, but I think maybe it's on us actually to make steps to involving our community. We're meant to have a live show in February. And I feel like that was a good opportunity for us to get to know our audience. But then because of Omicron, the events location that we were looking to lock down just messaged and they were like, sis, have you seen Omicron? Are you considering postponing this or? No, Omicron is bad vibes. But yeah, so, but I feel like there's ways to still do that, like virtually and stuff like that. So we can. We can definitely do more community engagement with the podcast. So, what else? Personal goals. Honestly, the resolutions I made this year, I feel like all of them went to shit.
I'm screaming. It's okay. We go again.
Yeah, but I feel like I've never actually been one of those people that gets sad when I don't meet my resolutions because, like, I feel like as long as there's life, next year we move. Mm-hmm. So I'm just, it's a good guideline always because I'm like, okay, this is where I wanted to be. This is where I am now. Okay, we move again. Move it to next year and just do it.
Yeah.
Life isn't running away.
Give yourself more grace.
Yeah. Life is already hard. Imagine adding more stress.
Honestly, you're pushing to the choir here.
Yeah. I can't. I really can't. And 2021 was hard. Like, I feel like 2021 to me was harder than 2020.
I think the reason why a lot of people saw it that way was because, like, as much as there was a lockdown in 2020, 2020 kind of made us to, like, slow down.
Yeah.
Like, it forced us to slow down. And I think with 2021, it's like, now things were opening back up. So we're trying to kind of get back to where we were in 2019, but still in the middle of a pandemic.
Yeah.
So I think it was like, there was like a lot of rush and a lot of craze to like do all the things you couldn't do in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
And you also have obviously new things to do in 2021. But last, we are still in the middle of a pandemic. There's two things that we haven't like resolved and like even sat down to think about. Like, we don't even know where our heads really are at. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I think that's kind of why a lot of people saw 2021 as stressful.
And your office is still expecting you to do so much.
100%.
But we're still in a pandemic. Like, in summer, I know summer was a bit better because I still got to travel a little bit. But I had to...
Where did you travel to?
I went to Saskatchewan. I went to Calgary.
See me thinking you left.
Shut up. I traveled within Canada now. But like two of the group trips that I had planned got canceled.
Yeah, that is true, actually.
Yeah, so it was a lot of like excitement and being let down because of the pandemic. It was, I gained weight. Edaku, I gained so much weight. And it's Doug Ford's fault because he shut the gyms down.
Yo, I was so scared that the gyms would close this Omicron period. I said, how am I going to protect my mental health?
Right, she said Omicron.
You people relax. Omicron, you know, they know what I'm saying.
Could you say it again?
Say Omicron, Omicron, I'm Omarion. All of it.
I see last the Omarion variant.
No, we get that. Say that again, sorry. Uh-huh. The sentence though, sorry.
No, I was so scared that Doug Ford was going to close gyms this period because, yo.
It's like when you're just getting back into the grind of it, they close down again. And it's fair because this one is spreading like fast and everything.
Many of the weight wants to go, the way to go. If the weight doesn't want to go, we go again.
I don't know, but I'm not comfortable with that.
Honestly, man, I don't care. Honestly, I don't care anymore. I don't care. I'm tired.
Like, I love myself. I actually love like my figure now. I just want to be more like...
Tight?
Tight is a very weird word to use.
I don't know, like
more
fit?
Toned.
Toned.
Yeah.
Okay.
So like I was looking at pictures from before when I was skinnier and I was like, I don't like that. You know?
Really?
Yeah, no.
I'm shocked. Really? That's good.
I don't like how skinny. That's okay. When I came to that realization, I now actually started giving my pre-COVID clothes out. Because before I was like, no, I'll go back to
that. Yeah, I remember you were talking about that. You were saying how, like, you know, you wanted to go back to those clothes. You like the way the clothes look.
I can buy new clothes.
You know what? I saw something that I thought was interesting and I think is actually really cool. They were like, stop trying to squeeze into your old clothes. clothes are meant to
fit you.
Yeah, clothes are meant to fit you. You're not meant to fit into them. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that is actually such makes a mindset sense, so. Because a lot of times, like, we're like, oh, we need to fit into this clothes style. Like, it's like, bro, you grow.
Yeah.
Like, they're like, they're the ones that are meant to,
to fit you.
To fit you.
It's sad though, because I actually have some banging clothes that I was like, I'm going to wear this thing.
Again, last.
And I've been saving those clothes just for them to not fit me.
Yeah, I know.
That's fine. That's fine. I'll give them away.
I have one jumpsuit that I said me I must wear.
Yeah.
On the flip side of this, I ordered a winter jacket that was so bomb, but it was like I looked like a bowling ball in it, and my thought I wish I could. I wish I could actually increase my size to fit this jacket. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to explain. Like, I wish I was bigger to wear this jacket because it was so good, like so nice. Like I was like, wouldn't it be cool if you could? Yeah, literally. But I was like, wouldn't it be cool if we could shrink and increase our sizes at will? Because there's some outfits that I feel like bigger people look really good in. Yeah. I was like, oh, I wish I could look good wearing that, just like that. And then slimmer people are like, they look good as well. I'm like, oh, okay, that looks good. So like, it's interesting though. Love yourself.
Love yourself at every size, to be honest. Yeah, that's I guess that's what I'm learning. I just want to be a bit trim because like my tummy is doing the tummy thing. It's tummy.
Tummy.
Oh yeah, next one. Okay, yeah, next one. Hadiza, do you want to read the next one?
Yes.
Oh, wait, I thought it
was. Oh, there was another question.
Second question.
Yeah. What or who would you your dream collaboration or?
I always have one person that has never changed.
Who?
You know who it is.
Say it now.
You know who it is. Guess.
Oh, Wale Lawal.
Exactly.
Okay. You are looking at me. I was looking at you.
I was like, you know who it is now.
Lucky, we've been looking for that man.
Honestly,
we've been looking at this look for him throughout this year.
We're stalking him. He's like, I feel like if he ever does come on this podcast, like, it's going to be so hilarious. Like, if he actually goes back to listen to our episodes, because it's like, oh, who do you like, Wale Lawal? Who do you want? Wale Lawal?
It's like, keep my name out of your dirty sticky.
I'm coming again.
Yeah, he's the, I think he's the owner of Republic Journal.
Yeah, the Republic Journal. Yeah. I just think it's just really, really nice.
Oh, owner and editor?
I don't know. Don't be asking me.
He's
Shasha.
Republic Journal.
He shot something with the Republic Journal, and I just think it would be cool to hear from him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hadiza?
I'm still waiting for this Babalawo.
Oh, true. Yeah, I feel like I found one. I just didn't reach out to them. But yeah. Okay. Well, we found an Igbo traditional worshipper, and we're probably going to have him on soon. So,
lit.
Yeah. I feel like now I'm aiming for the stars, Chimamanda.
That would be so good.
I feel like our conversation with Chimamanda would be lit. Because I've realized that our bag is actually older Nigerian women.
I'm screaming. What made you realize this?
Well, like, I feel like the episodes we had this year with older Nigerian women, the infertility episode,
wasn't that Ruby?
She's British Nigerian.
Sorry.
Yeah, she's Nigerian.
Look at you.
No, but I don't know why.
What did
she think she was? I actually don't know why. I didn't think she was Nigerian. I
thought because she had an accent?
British.
British what?
I don't know. Don't
even she's black, she has a heritage.
I mean, yeah, but I just thought she was like, I have to explain it. Like, maybe
black
like.
Black general.
Mm-hmm. What's just black?
Like, this is black. Black British.
A general.
I don't know, but I guess that does make sense. I guess. Huh, interesting.
Yeah, she was British Nigerian, and then we had Titi Lokpe. I feel like it's almost like hearing from aunties. I know if you don't identify as an auntie, I'm sorry.
No, you call them auntie.
I'm sorry. But if, I don't know. I just feel like.
What episode they have called me auntie.
No, they have kids. And like, do you get? Like, I feel like the conversation with them is always so nice. Like, I feel like they're wise. Like, even if it's not like a children thing. Like, even if it's just like you're. I don't know. I feel like I loved our conversations with older Nigerian women.
Okay.
That like are still youthful, you know, like youthful in the way they speak, like not the ones that you have to be saying ma after everything. Mm. Just like,
so like you're talking about like hip aunties.
I wouldn't use the word hip.
I'm screaming.
Yeah, but
so
you
maybe
know,
like 30s.
I'd
like,
say normal, yeah, honestly.
Yeah, 30s.
Yeah, okay. No, you said normal Nigerian woman. Yeah, older aunties. Yeah, I do be loving those episodes. So Chimamanda, if you're listening. Or if Chimamanda's people are... Anyone that can make this happen.
Not Chimamanda. Chimamanda!
Ma? please. But no, I feel like there's so many like African voices that we have not yet
100% had,
and I feel like we definitely
but the identity episode, she was not an older woman.
Hope
yeah,
I don't understand what you're saying,
because you added her, you said that
I never said Hope.
I thought I said the identity episode.
No, I didn't say that.
Oh, sorry. I'm here then. Sorry, let's proceed.
Hadiza,
please read the next question.
Hadiza, okay. On to the next question.
All right. Let me pull it up. So the next question, should I see who it's from?
If it's an issue, yes.
Yeah, if it's an issue.
If it's not, then.
If it's issue.
If it's an issue, don't say who it's from. If it isn't, man, you know what I'm saying.
Oh, it's from feedback.
Parts is,
okay.
Parts can be said.
So from... shout out to Patrobas. You know, he's been one of our supporters.
Yeah, Patrobas,
from the start.
Yeah, Patrobas, when we were doing this and we were still in uni,
mm-hmm.
Patrobas is one of the people that helped me at least to not quit this podcast.
Really?
Yeah, because there was a time that I was like, guy, I'm doing my fourth year project. I want to graduate.
Mm-hmm.
I need to drop this podcast. Nobody's listening anyways. Mm-hmm. And Pat used to interact with every single episode we drop. I remember the audio was like crap back then.
Mm-hmm.
So shout out to Pat. Yeah.
Oh, that's really nice.
Yeah.
So he's trying to, okay. Eka Aro Inakwana. I can't say this in Igbo.
Ututuoma.
Ututuoma.
Ututuoma. We are well represented here.
Wazobia.
Wazobia. That's the word I was
Wazobia.
Thank you.
Yeah. I just wanted to write and say thank you for creating such an amazing, informational, and fun content on your podcast.
Aww.
I love the energy and the synergy of the host and the guests. My favorite episodes are the Amebo interlude.
Of course, just like something Amebo.
Yeah, he does. Sorry. There's just something about those episodes that makes them so much more fun for me.
Like the gist? No, we know.
Oh, and thank you so much, Patrobas. Shout out to you.
Thank you for your work for the culture. Wishing you all. Hey, witching. Wishing you all a very Merry Christmas.
Thank
Merry
you.
Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas, Pat.
So very, very nice message. Very nice.
All right, so I'm reading the next one. Okay. Hi, Hadiza, Matilda, and Imama. Hi. Oh, yeah, we have to keep this person unknown. Hi, unknown. Person says, avid listener here. Started listening to you guys since after the Shegu and Rinze episode. Wow, Shegu really... He's not my mate. Shegu and Rinze brought a lot of listeners, it seems. Shout out to him. Started listening to you guys since after the Shegu and Rinze episode and went back to older episodes. Thank you for keeping me entertained and informed. Love you guys' dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thanks.
So you guys said to send in dilemmas, so here's mine. Actually, shout out to you. We love dilemmas. So I've been thinking about doing my master's for the last 3 years. And I finally saved up enough money for it. And I was really excited about applying.
Mm-hmm.
The only problem is I recently got a huge promotion at work. And I now earn mid-six figures. Dollars, by the way. Come on. Wait, what's mid-six figures? What does that mean?
I think that's like 300K. So it's not like 100K.
So not
So not like, she's not giving like, you know, I'm just earning six figures. No. It's not like the person
mid-six
like,
figures. Yeah. And you listen to our podcast. Do give away now. Okay. The only problem is I recently got a huge promotion at work and I now earn mid six figures, mm-hmm. in brackets dollars, by the way. Now I'm trying to decide if I should take the raise or go do my master's.
Oh my gosh. Is that me?
Is that you?
Is that me?
You earn mid six figures.
Okay, I don't earn mid six figures. Okay. But like,
I was like, are you looking for a wife?
She does look sound like my life. But like, I mean, I did not earn mid six figures, guys.
But you did your master's.
I mean, you are doing your master's.
Yeah, so, okay.
Like, I mean, I guess I also kind of had a thing where I was trying to choose between. Well, actually, I was never trying to choose between work and school. I was either going to do both.
Okay.
Or drop off work. I eventually just dropped off work because I felt like it was too much to handle. So, I mean, I guess I would say, like, you know, you can maybe try doing both.
Yeah, that's what I was going to advise. Like, just try doing both. But then you said that you eventually saw that it wasn't possible.
Yeah, eventually, like, you know how, like, at the beginning of the podcast, you were saying how when you do too many things,
yeah,
you're just not good at both of them. And I feel like that's kind of what I saw, where it wasn't even like one of them was suffering, both of them were suffering. Because I literally would work from like 8 a.m. to 4, just work from like 6 to 2 a.m., and then wake up at 8 a.m. So it was like both of them were literally suffering. I'll be tired working, tired doing schoolwork, and I just wasn't doing as great as I could be in both of them. So yeah, I think, you know, you can, I mean, you can definitely try it out and see, because it's also possible that your master's program might not be as taxing as mine was. So
yeah, we didn't get context, actually, like, what's this master's
exactly in? What's the master's? Is this something that's just course based? Is it research based? Like, you know, there are different aspects to this, so maybe just try doing both, see if you can handle both of them, because honestly, mid six figures is a lot of money. It's a lot of money, to be honest. So see if you can handle both of it. At least try to handle it just for 1 month. You can at least collect the money for 1 month.
Wait, quick question. When was your, is your master's something that you could have prolonged?
Like, done it for a longer period of
time?
Yeah,
like, because I feel like a lot of people...
I don't have to finish in the time frame that...
So did you ever consider that? Why didn't you consider that?
Because I don't want to spend 500 years inside the program now.
Okay, this is my advice for you. I thought maybe... So, what did you say? Sorry, Hadiza.
No, I'm laughing because you said, Imma said 500 years.
Yes, I don't want to spend that long inside the program. I literally just want to do it and I'd be done with it.
Because
also, it's like the longer you spend, the more like, it's like you burn out more, because it's like after a while, you're just not on fire for it anymore. You're just like, man, I just want to go and, like, you know, be done. So you're not doing as well as you can. So just, like, do it as quickly and as best as you can in
but
the time
you
that
went
you have.
But you any mid six figures. That's the incentive. You see, my advice for you, girl, is that you should take the job. Like, I think you should try to do both.
Oh, yeah. No. I thought you were going to say she should leave the master.
No, like, don't leave the master. Since, I mean, here she said, like, she was excited about it. Like, so it seems like something that, like, she really, really wants to do. Although, I don't understand why you're hungry and thirsty for education.
I'm screaming.
I mean, education is nice, I know, but, like, it's actually stress. But, like, I honestly feel like you should find a way to do both. Like, someone said this thing before that, like, regardless, time will still pass. So it's like, when people are like, I don't want to spend this long time, even if you spend 5 years doing the master's, 5 years would have passed and you won't be doing anything. Well, you'll be making mid six figures, but you won't be doing, like, anything else. So I feel like you can do it. Like, just at least try and see. I think at the point where it now becomes impractical, if it becomes impractical to do both, then let's talk again.
Let's talk again.
I do consultation. Okay, yeah. But Hadiza, what do you think?
So the first thing that came to my mind was she should take the job.
She shouldn't do the master's?
Like, I didn't know there was an option to extend your master's. So my thought was, I think the job makes more sense. But then it also depends
on... Why does it make
on,
more sense?
Like, I don't know. Well, I mean, I think if she... Well, for me, I was looking at it like... Okay, like, I guess I'm not really a... Like, I'm not... Look, for example, I'm not really a master's person. And I guess she does really want to do her master's and stuff. But then I didn't really get an idea as to if she actually... The job was also her dream job, or if it was just a high-paying job that would stress her out. Like, I have no context.
I mean, if she wants to do her master's...
I would imagine.
Yeah, if she wants to do her master's, given it's not her dream job.
Yeah.
Because it was her dream job, though.
Then she already has it. Then there's no need to do master's again, right? Yeah.
Makes sense. Yeah, like, I mean, the first thing that came to my mind...
Six figures.
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead, Hadiza. Sorry.
No, so the first thing that came to my mind when I read it was, she should just take the job, because I imagine that, I mean, you wouldn't want to turn down a six-figure kind of job. But then at the same time, if she was able to get something like that, she might get similar kind of jobs in the future kind of thing. Maybe that's where her league is and stuff as well. But yeah,
that after your master's you get a job?
There's
with
no
that
guarantee.
Do you think
hopes and prayers.
Do you think like there's...
No, but there's a better chance though that you would.
There is.
Yeah, there's a better chance that you would, but it's not guaranteed.
Okay.
But yeah,
I guess that better chance could... It's like investing in your future.
Yeah, it is investing in your future. I mean, also, like, another reason why I think she should work in the job for at least like 1 month is so when she does finish her master's, she can at least say, I was earning this amount, so I would like for my new company to match what I was earning. So at least that way she kind of has like a little bit of leverage. I don't know, I'm actually still wise though.
It's hard though. It's a hard decision. I would try to do both, knowing me. Yeah. And if I got too stressed, I'll pick
trying, the... Honestly, you try, yeah. last if it doesn't work, then you know, at least you tried.
Yeah.
At least you know it didn't work.
Shout out to you, Anon. Don't forget, do give away. okay. And our last one, Imama, do you want to take that one?
Yep. Okay. So our last one is from another Anon, actually. No, never mind. This person is not asking us a question. No, I think they are. Anyways, Anon. Hi, Africa Lipso. I love your podcast! ! Thank you.
I was like, why were you reading like that? Was it because of the exclamation?
Yes, no.
Okay, crying.
They do new energy. Hi, Africa Lipso! I love your podcast! Thank you guys for being so informative and bringing on inspiring guests. I have definitely loved the Amiibo interludes as well.
Wow, is it hit? It seems. Okay.
I love to see more of you on YouTube in the new year. Honestly, what actually, guys? What happened?
You moved to Saskatchewan. Sorry.
No, but we still had videos that we made.
Oh, okay. The person editing the episode of editing the video, his laptop got his hard drive got wiped or something. So the word, what am I saying right now? The work that he had done
vanished.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so painful. Sad.
Yeah, but also you moved to Saskatchewan.
Yeah, but I mean, so are we not going to make?
Let's make Lagos content, Imama.
I'll think about it.
Bye.
Okay. So they said, I'd love to see you more YouTube in the new year. Hopefully.
Hopefully, yeah.
Overall, keep up the good work. I'd like for you guys to share some of the reality, so T with T-E-A, some of the reality behind running a weekly pod. Are there any struggles or any insights in running a pod?
I feel like we get asked this a lot, actually.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hadiza, any reality on running the podcast? What does that look like? What struggles have you had?
Maybe scheduling. That's all I can think of.
Yeah, scheduling is hard.
Or getting guests.
I feel like this season, getting guests has been a lot easier than at the beginning. Shout out to Chucky.
Shout out to Chucky, yeah.
Yeah, Chucky is from Trad Magazine. Yeah. And we did a fellowship with them this year. And, like, he's helped us with, like, getting guests. But also, I think there's a thing about, like, your podcast running longer and stuff, like, for a longer period of time that gives it a little bit more credibility. Yeah. Mm. So, like, we even have people reaching out to us as well, like, to come on.
Oshie fans me. Okay, please.
No, but what I'm saying is, like, it just has more credibility because it's ran longer. So, I feel like guests haven't been our biggest struggle this
year.
I feel like it's definitely been scheduling because I feel like we've all taken more on. Not me. I still edit the podcast. But like Hadiza has been taking a lot of certifications and so she has to like study for those and like, you know, the scheduling. Imama is doing her master's. Imama last week just ghosted us. Imama said she didn't get the messages because she was already in Lagos.
I was in Lagos and I didn't get the messages. I think it maybe the message might have sent to like my Canadian line.
Yeah, I think so.
But yeah, apparently they wanted us to like record an episode, but
I said they. Who's they?
Us.
Okay. Yeah, so scheduling has definitely been hard. Reality. I wish we had more. Because some people, like, we went on this IG Live with, like, some people, and they were asking if we've ever had, like, a fight.
Interesting.
How come we've not fought, you guys?
Well, I don't know. What are we fighting about?
I guess, like, three different opinions and, like, three different ways to approach things
that. That's the thing where it's, like, I don't always have to agree with your opinion. I mean, I think we've definitely had things where
I think it's our personalities, though.
Exactly. Like, we don't always agree, and that's okay. As long as we respect each other.
Yeah.
You guys, I was telling you we should do fake fight over
Hadiza put in the group chat. She said, oh yeah, let's start fake drama.
Fake drama. We'll like it'll make our other. Podcast blow. You guys.
Imagine if, you know.
Let's say guys, the hosts of the Africa Lipso podcast are currently fighting. We haven't had an episode from them in 3 months.
Because ourselves will be playing.
We'll get other.
You know, like actual celebrities, they like unfollow each other and then somebody goes there to screenshot. Imagine if we unfollow each other and nobody would know. Which is most likely what will happen.
I mean,
so what we will now do, we'll now create a burner account to screenshot it and now be like,
now,
oh
my gosh, you know what we can do? One of us now maybe start going on other people's pods. So now just be recording the episode as fast.
And then
we actually have this story locked down. Let's do it.
Loki, we can't blow like that, though. because people love the drama. But yeah, I feel like we're generally drama-less, drama-free
individuals.
Yeah. We like peace and we respect. We have different opinions and everything, but I feel like we respect each other's. Like, I feel like all three of us are actually like smart babes.
Oh,
so like we all our like opinions are legit. They're just sometimes opposing. So
yeah,
what we usually just do is like take votes as to what makes sense. So there's no tea here.
Sorry.
Yet.
Yet.
Watch, one of us is still another person's boyfriend. And then...
Hatol is a boyfriend.
You guys are saying it, let's, but I'm the only one without a boyfriend, though.
I like, don't understand. I don't what you're saying.
No, no, because it's like, you know, maybe if a boyfriend is very tall now, then maybe I will inspire one of us to want to steal him.
I'm actually crying. Okay. Yeah, moving on. I think those are all the letters we got. And thank you so much, guys, for sending stuff to us. We love when we get interaction from, like, you know, our listeners. We love you guys. Well, we don't know everyone. We'd love to know you guys. And I imagine that you guys would be lovely. It seems like we have somebody that is making mid six figures in our community. So, please, please declare yourselves, make yourselves known, because we really want to know if there are more high earning people in our network. Do you understand?
We're talking about sponsorships.
Why is it?
I don't know why it's so hard.
You know, there's actually some words that you literally can't pronounce.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Elbow. Oh, my. No.
Elbow? You just
shoulder,
said it.
Shoulder. That word, it takes me a couple tries before I can actually say it.
Oh, my gosh. My shoulder. It's funny because, like, I know there's ones for me. Oh. Transatlantic? Yes.
Your ancestor said that slave trade would never be.
I can never pronounce it in Jesus' name. Yeah, so yeah, there's words we can't pronounce. But yeah, shout out to you guys. This has just been like a fun lax end of the year episode. Imama was mentioning it, and I agree that people have just checked out for the year.
Yeah, people
like,
are tired.
Mentally. So yeah, we're not trying to like throw information at you guys either. We're going to be back in the new year, like the second week of the new year, because we're trying to live, you know, Dirty December and stuff like that.
That's
great. So this is the last time you're hearing from us in this year, but please reach out to us, let us know, just greet us, just talk to us, we want to hear from
us.
Greet us. Good afternoon. Yeah, just like say hey to us or whatever. We'll be active on our social media, so you can still reach out to us there. It's at Africalypso Pod, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And yeah, don't forget to leave us a review and tell a friend to tell a friend to tell another friend. And we will see you guys back here in the second week of January 2022. Oshay. Oh yeah, watch Africalypso. Follow us on our Instagram. Maybe we're going to drop a lot of, like, you know, like videos,
Christmas content.
Yeah, Christmas content.
Yeah.
No, I think Imama and Hadiza, don't kill us. I'm sorry.
Hadiza, don't worry. We'll bring Gala back for you. Or Matilda will. I wouldn't.
Can you guys bring Kikilishi for me? That's all. People can be saying all these things. People are saying all these things. Just bring back Kikilishi. That's all.
Is illegal. They said not to bring back meat.
Who said?
I'm screaming.
Canadian government.
Mm-hmm. Okay, don't worry about it.
Thanks for the advice.
Wink, wink.
That one is not an advice. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Merry Christmas, guys.
Merry Christmas, guys. And for people that aren't religious, happy holidays. Because apparently that's a thing.
But it's okay.
Because some people actually really get offended by, like, the...
Oh, yeah, I said the happy holidays.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. And happy holidays also. Oh, yeah, because there's also Jewish people. They have Hanukkah.
Matilda,
I know this thing. Why am I praying? Hanukkah. I've never said this word. You know, I just realized. I only hear it in movies and... Wow.
Yeah. Okay. I agree, same.
Hadiza, do you know how to pronounce it?
I think it's spelled as Hanukkah.
It's Hanukkah. Yeah, it's Hanukkah.
Yeah.
I say Hanukkah. Yeah. Okay, you guys, bye.
Bye.
Love y'all. Do you really?